I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is Bill Livingston. He's a sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. You can follow him on Twitter at Livy, LIVY70. How you doing, Bill? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing just fine.
Just real quick, some of your impressions about what's going to happen tomorrow here at Oracle. Do you think it's a bigger game for the Warriors than the Cavs simply because the Cavs are working on four straight wins against Golden State?
Well, I think it's a big game for the Cavs, too, because they're going through kind of a tough patch right now. They're trying to fit in Kyle Korver, and they've been without J.R. Smith for a long time since he broke his thumb. They haven't really been playing all that well on this long road trip. This is the last game. I don't think they did themselves any favors with all the things that have leaked out about the Halloween party and the trolling of the Warriors, but I also think it's a big game for the Warriors because they have to prove they can beat this team, and,
right.
And I know they can, but, you know, they gave away the game here. And I can't remember the stat. It was a really eye-popping stat the last time they had lost a 14-point fourth-quarter lead and lost the game, but
well, then
a couple of hundred games, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and then they did it about 10 days later against Memphis,
right,
when Memphis came back.
Right.
Let me ask you about LeBron James. Quietly been in the league now for a while. Where do you think he is in terms of the arc of his career? Is he still in his prime? Do you think he's starting the decline? Do you think he's 90% of when he was at his peak in terms of athleticism and on top of his game? Where is he right now, do you think?
Well, he has to rest more, and he doesn't play in the second of back-to-back sometimes. They've been trying to spot that in. They feel that the Warriors made a mistake by going for 73 and that it told on them in the playoffs, and I think that's probably indisputable. They're not going to make that mistake, and I don't think they could. They're not the way they're playing now. They couldn't win 70 games anyway. But you know, it comes down to how you play in the playoffs. And I've always remembered the great quote by Doc Rivers. He always hated to play in the seventh game when the other team had the best player. Well, that's what you saw last year, despite the Steph Curry fascination and idolization nationwide. The best player on the floor was LeBron James, and he's still one of the best. I mean, he's in the top five, maybe in the top three with Westbrook and Harden. LeBron talked about he wanted to get Kyrie Irving MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see that's going to happen. When Irving was here by himself before James, the Cavs were terrible. And, you know, he didn't win until LeBron came. LeBron's the guy who makes everybody better because he's such a willing passer and such a multifaceted weapon. I still think he's, you know, more Magic than Michael Jordan, but a blend of the two, probably the likes of which we've never seen, a linebacker-sized guy with all that quickness and stamina.
Bill, talk to me about J.R. Smith, because I feel like he's one of the underappreciated guys in the league, and I know, you know, there's some antics where he's been or whatnot, but how has the team reacted to his loss? I got to catch him up in Sacramento on Friday night, and I'm wondering now, you know, you dropped a couple games, no big deal, but are they missing JR at all?
I think they are. I think for a lot of reasons, not just his three-point shooting. He's a pretty good defender. He's certainly a willing defender. And he was the unsung hero of the block that's going to be the most remembered play at this point of LeBron's career probably ever, because he made Iguodala change his shot and kind of double pump it on that fast break layup, and it gave LeBron time to get there. And he hit, you know, scored 8 straight points early in the third quarter when they were down 7 at halftime and looked like it was on the verge of getting out of hand in game 7. He's been a much better all-around player than I'd heard he was, and he's been a good boy off the court here too, and there haven't been any of those antics or anything like that. you know, they'll have to work him back in. He's an important part of the playoffs for them. He'll be back before the playoffs start, but it'll take a while to get the rust off.
Bill, one of the reasons, and we're joined by Bill Livingston, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. One of the things I think that the Cavaliers have going for them when they play the Golden State Warriors is the fact that the Warriors' ace in the hole a lot of times is their small lineup. When they go with Draymond Green at center and Durant at power forward, it was Harrison Barnes last year. But when the Warriors go small and Cleveland plays Tristan Thompson at five and LeBron at four, that advantage goes away because Tristan Thompson can, well, while he may have a challenge at the defensive end guarding maybe a three-point shooter, he can make the Warriors pay on the interior with second shots
right.
and with rim protection.
They beat him to death on the boards in Game 7.
And, right.
You know, I think Thompson is pretty good for a big man out there on the perimeter. Now, Love was just transcendental, that one stop he had on Steph Curry, making him take a bad shot after having to guard him one-on-one for, I think it was 10 seconds total. But Tristan's not bad. I remember the year they lost to the Warriors in the finals. They lost on a three-pointer at the buzzer by Derrick Rose, and there was nothing Tristan – he had him out there on the arc. There was nothing Tristan could do. He played good defense, just great offense beat him. He's pretty light on his feet for a 6'11 guy.
Bill, talk to me about Tyronn Lue. I just get more – I gain more respect for him when I see him at the podium, and I'm wondering, is his biggest strength the fact that he played the game?
Oh, I think so, because I think that's the thing with all the players. There are some coaches that have done pretty well, that certainly Popovich, that didn't play in the NBA, but it's always a plus, because there's a respect for, they know what the players are going through, and especially I think a player that's not, it wasn't a big star like Ty, because they kind of learn all the tricks and the little things that make a difference. Like, I covered the 76ers when Dr. J was there with Daryl Dawkins and those guys when I worked in Philadelphia. And Billy Cunningham was the coach, and they won a championship with Billy. But Billy had a tough time with average players because they made so many more mistakes than he did, and they didn't see the floor the way he did. And, you know, I think that was one of the surprising things with Larry Bird was – when he coached the Pacers, that he really wasn't that way, that he was a fairly patient guy. But usually great players, expect them, the people they're coaching, to play sort of like how they did, and they just can't.
We got a Kangaroo Kid reference, Google.
Yeah. How about that?
And Billy Cunningham was a hell of a player.
How old I am.
No, I'm kind of with you, but Billy Cunningham was a great player, too, and a great cut. You would probably know if you were covering that team. He didn't coach for very long.
When I think Larry Brown said, it was Gary Williams said he knew he was never going to play in the league when he was at Maryland and Billy Cunningham was at North Carolina, and Billy Cunningham jumped over him when Larry was set up to take a charge. kind of hunkered down to take a charge, and Billy went over him to dunk.
Yeah, Billy was incredibly athletic. We're joined by Bill Livingston, of sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Let me ask you this, Bill, just about the mindset of the Cavaliers, because regardless of what happens tomorrow, the one thing that I give Cleveland credit for, because I think they're different than every other team in the league, and that includes the Spurs and the Rockets and the Clippers, it feels like Cleveland thinks they're better than the Warriors, that they control the game against the Warriors and a series because they're the better team. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, because they won the championship, and because they won two of the three in a row came on the Warriors' court. And that hadn't been done in a very long time, I think since 1969, to win two of the last three in the finals on the other team. That wasn't even to win a seventh game in the finals on the other team's court hadn't been done since 1978, and I think it had been done a couple of times, not in the finals, by other teams. Houston was one when Drexler and those guys were there, but it's just an enormous hill that they had to climb, and I think they have a core deep confidence that they can play these guys and handle them, not easily and not without having a very good version of their game, but they think they can beat them.
Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. By the way, Julius Irving, I mean, he doesn't win a title unless Moses Malone comes.
Right. Well, that was
That was an unbelievable. You know, that team gets lost in history, but that team was one of the greatest ever, I think.
Well, and they had to go through Boston, and then they always have to play the Lakers in the finals. It was much, much tougher for the Eastern teams because back then the Lakers were in the finals, you know, a number of times in both the 60s and 70s and 80s. All over the place in that decade, they were the Western champs.
Yeah, in fact, I was thinking about this the other day, Bill, is
now it's the other way.
Yeah, Cleveland's happy
to be east of the Mississippi.
Yeah, Cleveland kind of can waltz into the finals like the Lakers did. They'd play maybe Dallas or somebody like that. Meanwhile, the Celtics and the Bucks
hard road.
And the Pistons came later.
They'd be playing Toronto probably, and they know they can beat Toronto. I mean, Toronto's a good club, but they know they can beat them. And Boston gives them trouble because they play them really rough.
Right.
They don't give them any respect, and they get right up in their grills. But they don't. I don't think they have the talent to really take them down over seven games unless there's injuries. Hello, Kelly Olynyk and Kevin Love.
Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate
right.
it. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. That's Bill Livingston, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and I want to touch on a couple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.